four, three, two, one. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast where we talk about all things Fresno. This is Joshua Teehee, aka Famous Whitewater. With me, as always, Mike C of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing splendid, Josh.
I cannot believe it's been a month. I got the text.
It's been a while. It feels like a while.
I got the text.
So many September things happened.
Whoa! I can't believe it's that time already. But okay, let's
October,
do it.
October, the best month in Fresno, many consider.
Yes. Okay. So. That is a conversation I've been having with people about how awesome it is in Fresno in October.
Perfect weather.
Perfect
the
weather.
The fair. Halloween coming.
Every pumpkin patches everywhere.
Events. Lots of events.
Hobbs Grove. All the good stuff.
All the stuff is happening.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It really is
this
that.
This is the time of year you want to be in Fresno.
Right. It's October. That 1 month where it doesn't suck. You know, where it's not like super, super hot.
Right.
And not really, really cold. And I realize it's not ever really cold here.
Nah.
But it feels like it.
So. And plus, we have the reward of, like, we got through the summer.
Right,
you know,
right,
we've been
right,
dealing
right,
with
right,
summer
right,
for 5 months,
owe this
4 months.
To us, right.
And we get, like, this is, we earn this.
This is
the weather feels even better because we earned it. It's not like, you know, we still get this kind of weather in March.
Sure.
But.
It's not
but
as cool.
You don't
it's
earn
not as
it.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
This is really, yeah.
I walked out of my house the other day to work. You know, it's like, I don't know, close to 8 o'clock. And I thought to myself, oh, I might need a jacket. And it was the best feeling in the world. Like, yes.
You liked that, didn't you? Yeah.
So a lot of stuff, as you mentioned, happened in September that we might want to talk about. So I'm going to leave it up to you.
Well,
you just throw it out, and then we'll do it.
You are the Fonzie of Fresno, so whatever you say.
Yeah, Fonzie of Fresno, you saw that.
Yeah.
I laughed so
Kobe like, thinks you're the Fonzie. Was it Kobe that coined that? You're the Fonzie of Fresno?
No, it was Jim De La Vega.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who, he's great. Whenever I'm on the show with Jim... there's always some.
We're talking about Great Day.
So, yeah, Great Day, Channel 26. There's always something fun happens. So, for some reason, he thought, whatever.
Hey!
Hey.
Now you gotta start bumping stuff.
Yeah.
With your fist and.
Yeah.
Hey!
Snapping. Hey!
Mrs. C.
Anyway, so.
Sorry. Tangent.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Well, this month, we gotta talk about it. It's the big thing. It's what we've talked about for 10 years.
10 years.
Ever, how long we've been doing Flowing with Famous.
Forever. Yeah.
Fulton Mall.
We
can't call it. Can we? Is this officially the last time we can say
it's Fulton the Fulton Mall? Yeah, it's the street now.
Yeah. There's still what? As we are speaking right now, there's still
a little section. That is correct.
Not done.
Mariposa.
So I'm still saying mall.
Yeah.
Right until the last second. Last second.
But Fulton Mall is officially becoming a street.
Surprisingly opened up,
quickly.
You can drive them.
You can drive it now. I was walking down there.
I thought they were just going to be like, we're going to block it off until it's all done.
I was walking down the other day, going down to the beer garden from where I live, Tiger Sequoia, and there were people driving down the street. It was tripping me out. More even
creepy.
Than that.
That
was,
had to be
it
creepy.
Was. More like, than wait. That, there were people parking on the street.
You're like, hey, you can't park there. Oh, wait.
There was someone that had like walked to whatever store. They were walking back to their car, and I was like,
wow.
This is progress.
They walked in. They stopped in front of their store they wanted to go to and then walked in.
That exactly.
No, I don't like
yes,
that.
Yes. That's exactly like they had planned.
No.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing.
What is this, a tower district?
So they... The official opening of the street happens October 21st, and it's a Saturday.
There's a little beer festival happening there.
That's going to be a party. Yeah, there's a beer festival. I think there's going to be like 4 beer gardens throughout, you know, the whole thing. A bunch of pop-up restaurants and different kind of places. I personally am helping out with a little place called Hella Ninja.
Hella Ninja.
Hella Ninja.
What's that about?
Sam Hansen of Fresno Grizzlies is doing a pop-up that is ninja-inspired cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have an indoor ninja star throwing range.
Whoa.
Which is...
I'm staying away from that.
I'm going to be helping. Rubber. They're not going to they're not going to be real.
Okay.
So, but yeah, other, you know, I think Creative Fresno is going to have a pop-up. The Craftapalooza, I think, is going to have a pop-up. So there's just... I think what they're trying to do is, you know, there's a lot of empty buildings still right now. Empty storefronts. So they're going to put stuff in them so that we can get an experience of like, hey, this is what it could be like if.
Yeah.
So, and it should be real fun. Yeah, it's going to be a big party. My question is whether or not they're going to block off the street.
I was thinking that while we're talking.
To open the street.
I was like, so is this going to be all blocked off? This whole thing? The old opening of the Fulton Street. We had to block it off.
We had to block off the whole thing. Too many people showing up. I think that the way it's going to be set, I don't think it's going to be blocked off. I think it'll be open the whole time. And then, you know, the beer gardens and stuff will be various places. But so that is October 21st. And I think it's
going
to be super fun. Yeah, man. I hope so many people come. I think that a lot of people are going to come and they're going to see something that they haven't seen in a long time. You know, the fountains are up and they're going and they look great. The art is restored and it looks awesome. I was at the north end of the mall and there's the visit, you know, the two ladies said, okay. They moved it slightly. They moved, not far, but they moved it slightly. Check this out.
What have they done?
But whatever they did, it looked new. Like, I was like, oh, man, that's... I could see that it was obviously the same piece of art, but it looked brand new and ready. They sparkled it up, whatever they did. They gave it some turtle wax or whatever. I don't know. They put some on there.
But heavy does it, like three coats of turtle wax.
But it looks good. So I'm very excited. I think it's, you know, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. Hey, it's too late now.
Well, right, we can't go back.
I'm in now. I have to be in. We all have to be in.
We all should be in because
we can't do anything.
Be great.
Can't put it back. Yeah. In 30 years, I'm going to start the movement of turn Fulton Street into a mall.
Turn it back into a mall.
That's in 30 years.
Yeah,
we're going to enjoy it for now.
When there's nothing down there still.
I was a proponent. If you want to go check the tapes. Back, I was like, no, it's traffic. And I always wanted it to be refurbished and left alone, but refurbished.
Right.
That was not an option. That just wasn't an option. So then mine was like, well, open up part of it and refurbish it all. And that was one of the options.
That was an option.
That didn't get voted in.
Screw you option.
So once it's like, hey, they got everything working.
Yeah.
So that's if you're a Fulton Mall person, I'm with you, but look at what would, if they didn't, they had not have done this, we would have the exactly the same as Fulton Mall was 5 years ago, where there's no fountains working, and there's just nobody's paying attention to it, and that sucks that the city of Fresno wasn't paying attention to it.
Well,
and I'll forever be pissed off about that, but the reality is it was just gonna sit there and rot,
right?
So it's better that it's opened up and everything's cleaned up than a Fulton Mall rotting Fulton Mall.
Right.
Way worse than a opened to traffic Fulton Street.
And it looks, I feel like it looks good and it feels nice to be able to walk and it's have it be an actual street. And I think some of the problems that people had with it, you know, when you don't have a street and it's like whatever, it feels very closed in. You know, even though, and it's weird because it shouldn't feel like that, but when you walk the mall now, I think you'll see it doesn't have that same, like, that same kind of claustrophobic feeling that you maybe got on the mall before, which led, and I think a lot of people were afraid to be down there because it's like, oh, everything's closed in, weird people, blah, blah, blah.
Now it's very open. I have to run three blocks to my car and.
Yeah. Whatever. So I think it's going to be good. I'm very excited. And, I hope to see everyone out there, if you see either of us out there on that day, don't punch us in the face.
Like, I can't, you traitors. You were pro football. What happened to you?
I just picture, like, you know, Nazi punching. Just, there's a video of someone just running up and hitting one of us in the face.
You're talking to Chound 26 is out there. Josh, what do you think? Well, I think randomly, boom! You're like,
Anyway, so.
Like, I didn't even get a chance to defend myself.
Happening the same day.
Uh-oh.
Happening the same day. So if you're not at the... If you're not downtown...
Feeding the meters. Downtown.
There's a good chance you will be at Woodward Park for the Fresno Taco Fest. Not to be confused with the Fresno County Taco Festival or the Taco Truck Throwdown or... The Taco Truck Throwdown, two words that happens out in Hanford.
That's a thing?
Yeah, that is a thing.
Call it two words. Okay, guys.
This is the Taco Truck Throwdown that is being put on by One Pup Broadcasting at Woodward Park. It's a sort of day-long music festival.
That's funny because One Pup is downtown.
That is correct.
And they're all over the city, so they are allowed to do something.
Well, so here's the thing. So John Ossett, who runs One Putt, so they've been wanting to do this event for a while, and they had been planning it for a long time. And from what I understand, they had actually been wanting to put it on this spring. And they sort of weren't sure about the timing specifically because of the downtown opening, you know? And so they were kind of like trying to hedge their bets, like, oh, when can we do it that we know is not going to interfere? So they pushed it all the way out to October, right? Thinking they'll get it done before October.
Yeah.
And then it just so happens. Delayed. Yeah. And so, you know, he got some pushback from that, from the fact that. That it was in it. For me, the larger question is, do we need another taco festival? And the answer is no, we don't need another taco festival.
But we're the taco capital. We can have multiple taco festivals.
We can. We don't need to. I mean, and I think this is, we can have more than one taco festival. Like, we would be able to sustain it. And I think that's why the Taco Truck Throwdown moved from one day to 2 days this year, right? Because they could sustain it.
Right.
I feel like the optics are really bad when you do an event that is fairly pretty much just a ripoff of an event that is already happening.
Is this, and you, this Woodward Park one, is it a lot of taco trucks or is it like stands?
See, like, that's what I'm not sure. I don't know. It might not be specifically taco trucks. It might be taco steam. I don't know. But there's music. They're going to have Mix Master Mike and this reggae band Ballyhoo and some other bands. So, I mean, I feel like, to me also, look, it's a radio, like, it's a radio station thing. So One Putt has, you know, New Rock. They have that pop station.
And FM, 5.7 The Fox.
Whatever.
So Fresno's classic rock.
So they have a bunch of different, so it makes sense that they would want to do some sort of festival because radio stations do this, right? That's what they do. And it makes sense because it's like the two, they're mixing their, what do you call that?
Rather than sponsoring somebody else's event, they're like, right, we'll just do our own event.
So that's cool. It makes sense. You know, a lot of radio stations do this. And they put together a pretty good lineup of music and, you know, all that's really cool. But then to make it like a taco festival and their tagline, I think, is like tacos, music, beer.
Mm-hmm.
Where have I seen that before? at an event that happens at Tioga Sequoia. No, there's not
taco
even that.
Taco Brews
there's
and Jams every
TB
Thursday?
TB&J, right, every once
TB
a month.
TB&J.
And so it's like, I struggle because I definitely feel like, you know, it's an event that is so similar to other events that are happening, and it's an event that they're taking out of downtown and putting in North Fresno. And it'll probably do really well. I mean, it will do really well, I think.
I don't know.
But if it were me, I would have thought of something else. You know, if it were me, what I would have done, if you want to keep with the thing, forget the taco trucks, just make it a food truck festival. Mm-hmm. Just bring all the food trucks. Who cares about taco trucks? Ooh. Just bring in every food truck that you can find in Fresno. Make it a massive food truck festival. Mm-hmm. Boom, put it all day.
Yeah.
And there you go with it, you know?
You're giving it a different spin.
I think there's a lot of things that could have been done, and so... Anyway, there are tickets available to that if you want to go, and it's also on the 21st. It's at Wilbur Park, and Mix Maxter Mike from the Beastie Boys, the Beastie Boy that no one knows,
what
is going to be playing?
The real what?
Yeah, Mix Maxter Mike from the Beastie Boys,
the real guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some dude from East Clovis or something.
Nah, dude, the actual Mix Maxter Mike from the freaking Beastie Boys. So,
But Josh, we have multiple wine walks. We have a Clovis wine walk, and we have a Fig Garden Village wine walk.
That is true. That is true.
Wine walk, 2017. Are you going to wine walk? I am.
I mean, look, it's true. It's 100. I mean, that is 100% true. But it just seems to me like, I mean, I guess in one respect, it's nice because, look, for so long, Fresno has been a kind of place that's always just been like, if someone else has an event on a certain day, you're like, you freak out. No one does anything in October because the fair is happening. You know,
as FuseFest organizers, this was like our major thing early on planning the event was like, what's the date? What's happening that weekend? There's a Fresno State game. Never mind.
Right.
We can't do it. But I mean, if there was an event, big event, you just like, all right, let's figure out a different weekend.
So I feel like that mentality has been pushed aside a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So now people are like, yeah, we can have several events on one weekend. It's cool. We'll all like, there's enough people here. And I think that's 100%. I still feel like this event in particular sort of cannibalizes on an event that's already happening, and so I don't know. There you go. That's my take on it.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah,
but we'll be downtown.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely be downtown. Yeah, throwing ninja stars. Maybe doing some other stuff. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but
who knows?
Yeah,
I'm going to be drinking. Hopefully.
Well, right.
You could get me a couple of beers in. I'll tell you all the Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
All the Fresno stuff that I won't put on the Fresno.
Go find him.
Yeah.
Go find Mikey.
Like, hey, I can't believe this one, dude, man.
So
I'll tell you all the swear bearer stuff I know.
Here's another.
I don't know.
I was going to say.
She's a saint. She's a saint. There's nothing.
Here's another Fulton Mall story. Fulton Street Mall story.
All right.
That just happened. So they put these new fountains in, right? Really cool, kind of nice fountains. Mm-hmm. And
the refurbished ones, or there's like a new one? They didn't do any like new things, did they?
I think they're new. I think they're new. Hmm. Like, you know, I mean, they pulled it out and they really like redid them. Okay. So.
Well, I know there was one that hadn't been working since the 70s or something that they got working.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So there are these kind of water features, and as is going to happen, skateboarders and or BMX bikers showed up because now they have a place to skate on.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there
new
was,
skate park. They, just opened up.
New skate Fulton park Street. Just opened up on Fulton Street. And so they come out and they're skating. Now, look,
this is a tough issue.
It messes up the stuff a little bit. You know, there's little scuffs and scrapes, and maybe there's some wax on it. I don't know what exactly they do to make it work. Yeah. But, you know, if you're looking for that shiny, pristine, blah, blah, blah thing, someone skates over it, it's going to get messed up.
It's done.
So this woman is walking down the Fulton Mall, and she sees these skaters, and she tells them, "Hey, kids,
get off
my lawn!"
That's
like whatever.
Brand new.
And they do what skate kids BMX yeah, bikers
know,
do.
Never challenge skaters.
You know, they go,
hey, they have nothing to
fuck
lose.
You lady, whatever they say, and they continue skating on it. And so she posted it up on her Facebook, and then, you know, one of the skaters said something, and it became this whole kind of back and forth mm-hmm. with a lot of people like weighing in on whether or not this is a good idea or not. And, you know, most people were going like, hey, look, this is just going to happen unless you want to put a skate park somewhere.
Right.
For these people to skate. Now, I would say there is a skate park, not too terribly. Well, it's kind of.
Is that an Abbey in Broadway or something?
Well, there, yeah, there is that.
Is there one other than that one?
So there's one just under, like on Fresno, I think. Fresno and Belmont.
Oh, okay.
That's in the Rome.
Yeah, the Rome playground, Rome Park. I think. Or Rome. Romaine.
Yeah. Park. And that one's like an actual, like the street league, whatever came in and actually made it. It's supposed to be really nice. But point being, look, this is just stuff that's going to happen, especially you put like brand new stuff up, like skateboarders. Yeah,
it's like very tempting.
New, yeah.
You look at it, you're like, oh yeah, I see why they're skating. Like it's a very skater tempting.
So I was walking home yesterday and I saw these kids BMX and they were, you know, doing whatever they were doing.
You're all, no.
And I paid attention because I was like, are they fucking this up? And they, kind of fucking it up. But it's also like, in my mind, it's also like, it's kind of what it's there for.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to look at, but it's also like, yeah, people are going to use it. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can't, I guess there's things you can put that sort of guard it.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the art.
Right. They look weird.
Because of the art. Well, it looks weird. I think they, the Fresno City's spokesman was on Twitter. I think he replied to me mm-hmm. or something on Twitter, and just like because of the art, they can't even do it. Like it's not even something. Even if they wanted to, they couldn't. On some of the things, they couldn't do it. Like skate guards,
and it's fine. Yeah,
but like sometimes you just gotta accept it. Like this is open to everyone, and something's gonna happen.
Right, and I would rather see people using it, like, you know,
right? I fall back, like I totally get, like it's like brand new and they're already effing it up, and I'm like, yes, that sucks, and they shouldn't be doing it. But at the same time, like I put this in the blog post too, is like I remember 10 years ago walking down the Fulton Mall at night, for whatever reason I was walking down Fulton Mall at night, probably going to to whatever it was, but Fulton Street
something, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Doing some sort of.
The one venue open at night. And Pete's. Yeah. Well,
before Fresno Pete's. Brewing Company.
Before Fresno Brewing Company, even.
Milano.
There you go. I think I went to Milano's more than I went to anything. But, and there were skaters, you know, out there skating.
Yeah.
And like it was the only thing happening.
Yeah.
The skaters, the only thing, only sign of life on Fulton was the skaters. So it's like almost like they've earned the right to
do they've
it.
Been there for this is theirs more than it is yours. Right. Get them out of here.
That's sort of my, like I'm really on both sides of this. Like, man, that sucks that this brand new stuff you spent all this money on and they're messing it up, but at the same time, you know what? They deserve
it. I also think it can probably be cleaned up. You know, I mean, I think that stuff can probably be cleaned up. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not, it's not like they're breaking off giant chunks of it or anything like that's happening.
If they're like, running into art and just knocking it
right.
Like, all right, it's time to go.
I don't, you know, I did, they're just using it to kind of jump over and stuff. So,
my joke on the president was only good skaters.
Right.
Only if you're good.
Only if you're good.
No crappy beginner skaters. Yeah. No.
Right.
You don't get to skate on Fulton Street. Only good skaters.
Learn your shit over at the skate park.
Go in the skate park.
Go to Lions Skate Park. Yeah. Do your vert ramp for a while. Come back when you're good.
And then you can graduate to Fulton Street.
That sounds good. Let's go with that. All right. And also, look. Fresno's a badass skating place, like historically.
Yeah, it has a history of
being
swimming,
awesome.
Swimming pool skating.
Swimming pool skating.
And Vagabond. Infamous skate pool. So
I think we should be proud more than anything to have these kids.
Tony Hawk used to come here before he was Tony Hawk.
There you go.
And skate Vagabond Pool. That's he did.
Cool. All right. What else? Because that's it. That's all I got to
talk about. Well, let's just stay. I was going to say this till later, but since we're talking Fulton.
Okay. Oh, man. This is a full Fulton another episode.
Life changes. This is the only consistent thing in life.
I will not talk
Tokyo
about
Tokyo Garden change. The only consistent thing in life is change. Tokyo Garden is going to be Tommy and Toshi can I have to retire?
It's going to close.
Tokyo Garden, the quintessential Fresno hipster bar, is going to be, at the very least, changing ownership.
Yeah, it will no longer be Tommy and Toshi. I don't even know.
You can't deal with this now? You got to wait till next month
before
you can unpack this?
I get why. So for those who don't know the story, Tokyo Garden is Tommy, Toshi, and Toshi's wife. So there's three people that work there all the time. If you're there, they're the ones that are doing everything.
Yep.
Tommy is the chef and you know, the other two kind of run back and forth. And then, you know, once they're done doing food, then they're behind the bar. Okay. And Tommy was in, an automobile accident. Earlier this month or last month. Mm-hmm. I guess it was last month now. Or maybe 2 months ago. Anyway, drunk driver hit him. He was in the hospital. Which makes it very difficult then for the restaurant to remain open because he was the chef. So he was okay. So
he broke a lot of stuff where he just can't work anymore.
So they closed down and the idea was, well, we really have to think about whether or not we want to reopen again. And I think what they came up with was just, no, it's not worth it anymore. And, you know, having gone in there, you know, a lot and not so much recently, but in the recent past and talking with them, this is something that's been coming for a long time. You know, I think they wanted to, they've been wanting to get out of that place for a long time. I think they just weren't, they couldn't figure out how to do it, right? Yeah. Because they didn't want to just step away because, you know, it's something that they had built up for the last, you know, since the 1980s or whatever. So they definitely, and it's been there since the 1950s, right? So they didn't want to just, like, let it go. So they wanted to try to figure it out. Unfortunately, this just kind of sped up that timetable and kind of forced their hand. And I think now that they see, like, no, it's probably a better idea if we just sort of step aside and either let someone come in and do the same thing that they did when they bought it in the 80s, which is just like, just take it over.
Right.
Do the same things. You know, it's still going to be a bar and a restaurant, Japanese restaurant, still going to have the karaoke and bands playing. And or worst case scenario, just let it go, and it's going to have to be shuttered, and something else is going to have to go there. So,
That's tough. For a new person coming in, they're saying like they basically have to keep everything the same,
right?
Or they have to just completely California Disable Act completely redo it. It's like one or the other. They can't just like, update a little bit.
Have you
bit
been
here
in the bathrooms?
Yeah. They're a little tiny.
I mean, it is like, I don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you couldn't get a wheelchair in there.
Oh, you can't get a person in there. Hardly. Yeah, so it definitely would be one of those things.
It's grandfathered in where if you didn't do anything,
if you don't touch it,
you're okay.
Right.
But if you touch anything with a screw in it, basically.
Right. If you
you gotta completely.
If you
redo
do more than change a light bulb,
yeah, you have to.
You're gonna have
redo.
To completely. So it is one of those things where it's either gonna have to stay very much the same, or someone's gonna have to come in and put a bunch of money in to make it, and it'll be closed for a real long time. You know, a year
see
or more.
Club Fred.
Right. I mean, that's 100%. You know, it might be a little easier in that. You know, you're not. If they sell the entire thing, it will come with a liquor license, so that won't be an issue. Because I think that's an issue with a lot of places. So that will all be in there. So then it'll just be getting up to code on all the other stuff, the electrical and whatnot. But that could be major work. So, I don't know, man. It's just really, really, I haven't been in actually, since the news. Lots of people have been going in, kind of in support, I think, which is, I think, kind of also pissing them off a little bit because, no, because they're like, there's just the, it's like him and his son now and yeah. the wife, and he's like, there's just the three of us. We don't want to have to hire someone else right now.
Yeah. yeah.
So, no, I chill totally the fuck see out, that. You know?
I totally see him just like, oh, God.
Right, right.
Got all this work right now.
Right. And suddenly there's like, you know, I've seen so many people just posting stuff and it's like, you know, it's packed and it's like, so, which also makes me like, I don't want to go there when it suits, like, you know, because I just go there when SpanSpec does whatever they do or like people I know have shows there. And I hang out and it's, you know, really nice. So it definitely will be, I mean, I have it's hard to say whether I've played more shows at Tokyo or at, Club Red Audis. I would want to say probably played more shows at Tokyo Garden. Mm-hmm. I definitely spent more time at Tokyo Gardens. I've seen more shows at Tokyo Garden.
That would be tough for me, too. I think I would say Club Fred Audis for me as far as going to shows.
Yeah.
But Tokyo would be a close second for sure.
I mean, I spent so much time and so many kind of just great nights, important times in my life were spent there.
Right.
You know, I mean, I love that place. You and know, just like, I mean,
there's nothing like that stage. Where there's a closet.
I mean, right, right. I mean,
the drummer is like partially in a closet.
I mean, there's just so much.
You're literally standing. You're like, if you want to, you can just stand in front of the person on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And like touch them as you can brush up against them.
Right. Yeah.
And just be like, and look like maybe you're part of the band.
Right.
And just watch the show.
But you know, like it would be, I should probably go back and try to figure it out. But I've seen so many just really great, crazy, you know.
Yeah, even touring bands.
Oh yeah. Like, weird, crazy, you know, the dude from Fugazi, not Ian Mackay, but the other guy came through with his band. You know, just tons of great music. I've seen so many awesome shows there, you know. Yeah, it's gonna be a rough one.
And which always, is also always part just of, a little board like we have right here,
right?
Just a little like 4 or 5 mic board.
I think they actually upgraded.
Recently. Oh really?
Oh yeah, they kind of upgraded. Yeah, but it's still like nothing is really. It's very low.
Fine.
Yeah,
you're just fine. Nobody was like, "What's going on here?" You're just like, "Yeah."
And the thing about
Tokyo
it is,
Guard.
The stories that you, like, if you really were to go back and sift through all of the history of that place. So, Tokyo Garden, I believe, was the first place to ever do karaoke in Fresno.
That makes sense.
Like, he brought it from, he brought it over here. And the story is, and this comes from Rory Appleton, whose mom or dad or both, like, used to go there in the 80s.
Right.
When you did karaoke, they had a record player, and he would put the record on, and you just had to know the words. It was there were
system.
Right. So you would go and you would like, just
you can sing to the record,
right?
Here.
You would go and tell him like you know whatever song, and they would go okay, here it is, and they would you know yeah. I mean, it's just insane. So there's so much history and so much coolness that surrounds that place. I mean, it really when I found out, it was like. I couldn't breathe for a second. It was like, oh my God. And then, at first I, like, when I first heard it, it was like, oh, okay, they just decided that they were gonna, you know, like move on from it, which, you know, talking with them, I knew had been a possibility for a long
just,
time.
They're definitely a possibility of them hiring somebody, just a waiter, basically. Which is something they don't do. Yeah. That was seemed like that was a genuine thing they were going to do, but
I think now, from everything that I've heard, I think it's, you know, they're trying to sell the business. What they would like to do is find someone who could come in and just take it over. Mm-hmm. They'd bring in, you know, their own chef, but essentially it would be very much the same traditional sort of Japanese food or semi-traditional Japanese mm-hmm. food with the bar and karaoke and bands. Other than that, I think they might just, you know, and I think they own the whole building, so they could just, I mean.
Yeah, there's the one on the corner part. So they own that corner part.
I think they own that whole building. Yeah.
Is there anybody in that corner?
I don't think there's anyone in either of those two right now. So, there's a,
that's a cool building.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
so
ignoring the whole history.
And it's a good, location, I think.
Yeah. Right now. I mean, it's in the middle of all the new.
Yeah.
All the new lofts and stuff. I mean.
So we'll see. Hopefully, I really hope that we can find, like, someone will come in and really pay homage to what they've done and continue it on.
See, I don't, like, maybe you don't know either because it sounds like you haven't been going as much as I have either. But, like, the past couple of years, since all the lofts have been built up, I haven't gone in there very much. So I always wondered how the lofts affected business at all. Or is it,
I don't think so.
Doesn't like you no. would think like that would be the jamminest.
You would think place people would want it. Yeah, I don't think it is. Yeah, every time I had gone, I went in there. It usually wasn't that packed, and if I had, they would go. Eh. But then again, like you know, knowing them, you kind of have right. to know them because
they
that
don't
was,
want it to be too, right. They want it to be just busy enough.
Right, that was always their answer. That's, right,
that if it always was, appealing.
If it was too busy, they were kind of mad because they were like,
"Yep." And you were, I always was like, when it was really busy, I was so afraid to order like a beer or mess it up
right,
or
right,
just
right,
be like,
right.
"You did not, you don't want to be unsure."
Right,
you didn't want. It was right. kind of like beer geeks that the tornado. And San Francisco is notorious for like the bartenders are very like if you don't have your specific thing down, they're just they're
oh gonna, really
the eye rolling is insane. So like that's where it kind of felt like in Tokyo where if I didn't have exactly right, he's like come on man,
Tommy would just walk away.
Yeah,
I
like,
saw him
you're
do
done.
It.
You're done.
I saw him do it last time I was there. Some lady was just like, "Do you have this? No. Do you have this? No."
No. No,
and so he just walked away.
Oh, yeah, I learned that quick to like not ask for stuff. It was just like if you hesitated though, right. he's just like
you just look at what they have,
bro.
And
on.
I mean, truthfully, look, Singapore Sling,
yeah,
or Kirin Sapporo.
Whoa, sorry.
Whoa, something's happening.
No, those the music breaks already.
Music break is happening. All right.
I guess that's.
I guess maybe that's the
we'll
segue.
We'll continually talk about Tokyo Garden
I'm
forever.
Sure. I'm sure if it does end up closing and there'll be some final hoorah go away. I'm sure.
Yeah. Although they're probably not going to want to deal.
No,
with that.
They'll probably just
disappear. They were like, don't
they'll probably
anyone.
Just disappear in the middle of the night, might. And no one will ever hear from them again. But. Let's go on the music break. What,
right,
what do we got?
Yeah, music break.
Ben,
I think it's somebody we used episode. A while back, but I think they have some new stuff out, so it makes legitimate Seiji.
Okay.
Seiji. Speaking of a lot of people showing up to things.
Let me tell you. Oh, this
Seiji.
This will be a really good segue, actually, for us. Because,
Seiji.
So first, let's listen, because I love Seiji. I could do this forever like always.
Seiji.
So I saw Seiji recently at the Span Spec Music and Arts Festival, the final Span Spec Music and Arts Festival.
Oh man!
And it was really rad. Like everyone was there was great, but I feel like Seiji, they were on it that night. While I was there, I actually did a quick interview with Cristobal and Israel. Should we play that?
Let's play it.
All right. We might not play the full thing here because
this is an exclusive interview.
Let's see how good it is.
So after 12 years, you guys are finally done. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been able to do over the last 12 years, kind of the mission that you guys were after, and then why did you guys decide to stop?
I'll talk about maybe a couple of the first initial mission was give music and arts to Cutler Rossi. But shortly after that, we didn't stumble, but you know, it was pretty obvious that maybe giving back was, you know, something we could do after, you know, one or 2 years. So the second mission was the scholarship. And so we started the Span Spec Scholarship for the Arts, which goes to beyond the arts sometimes. But I think that's the two main kind of missions that we started with.
And so how many scholarships have you been able to give out?
That's a good question. Well, actually, we've
at
done
least 24, right?
Well, we didn't start year one, but we've given threes and twos.
Okay.
So we don't actually have a real count, but we might have started, let's say, I don't know, 10, 9 years ago and give out three and two, depending on our funds.
Okay.
So maybe 20-ish, maybe.
I'm going to say 30.
Josh. All right. Okay.
30 kids we've helped in college.
Yeah. That is awesome. And so the second question is, after 12 years, now it's done, what was that decision like? Speaking as someone who's had to make or has made
a decision about a festival,
decision. What was that like?
She came and said that there's a car alarm going off outside.
Outside?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I'll go look at it.
Hey, they're in an interview, lady. Let him interview.
He just walked away.
Yes, she did. But it's just the alarm going off.
Because I don't even know if it's our business, because it's on the side. It could be a resident, but I don't know. So.
I'll go look at it.
Right. What's happening, Josh? What's happening to your interview? It's going south.
It's going south, yeah. I should have stopped it. I didn't even. I was like, let it roll.
Okay. All right, sorry.
We'll fix it in post. Question.
All right, we're coming back.
So the question again.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Lumpia.
Oh, yeah.
Flowing with Famous. My wife is hungry and she wants money.
Hey, I need that too.
Thank you.
So the
I'm not going to pay for your food, Josh.
I might, though. Okay, listen.
So as someone who has been in the position of having to make those kind of decisions, like, why after 12 years did you decide to stop, and then was it a difficult decision to come to?
Definitely difficult.
Was it for you? I feel like it was surprisingly easy. As far as, like, maybe the run-up to it was difficult. Like, we were kind of thinking, oh, this is kind of harder than it used to be. That stuff was hard. But I remember when I brought it up to Israel, I thought it was going to be a long discussion. It ended up being like, oh, yeah, we probably should. Don't you remember that?
But I know what it's been the last, you know, so many years. So we didn't have to talk about the reason why or whatever. Internally, we kind of knew. Like, if we're telling someone that's got here, you only have to start setting up. We both had all this information. If we were maybe telling you, we would explain it in more detail. But as far as, because I think it led up to it. I mean, the actual official, like, hey, we're deciding here. We met to plan this band's pick, and we kind of decided it there. But I think it led up to it, like, a couple years or whatever. So it was kind of a long one and a hard one to make as far as, like, yes, no, maybe. But I know that when we talked earlier about, like, hey, we started this so that our bands can have a little space, our friends' bands can have space, our friends, the artists can have space. But at some point, I don't want to say it hurt the music, but it's hard to balance those for us where we focus so much on the festival. And then, for example, my band, I know, gets put on the back burner often, which I don't mind to a degree, but it's been hard to balance it to where, like, hey, we're going to record an album or we're going to go on a mini tour or anything. We've not been able to do that. And beyond that, you know, we both, like, have gotten married and have kids since, you know, Span Spec 1.
Sure. Looking back on all the Span Specs, what's the thing that you are most proud of?
For me, the scholarship's one. Also kind of the community aspect of it, and when people come up and say like, hey, this is a really cool thing for Cutler, for Arosi, for the community, those kind of things. And then separately, the kids that come from like the high school and have never seen anything like this, maybe like, you know, maybe they don't get to go out, there's not shows, there's nothing, some of them haven't even experienced even a small version of this, a local show. There isn't any of that until they come here. So we've, I know I've talked to some like, hey, the first time I came, I didn't know like that I could see that music, because you didn't think about it,
right,
you know?
And then
I was just gonna say, it's hard for me to think of a thing I'm proud of, because it's just the thing that when I'm in it, I just do.
Right. I understand. Alright, and then final question, best band to ever play Spanish Baker?
Oh, snap. I mean, it's probably Wear Better Macondo, right? Like, shit.
Let me see. I'll tell you, like,
there's been some,
I'll give you a couple, like,
good ones.
I'll give you a couple of my favorites, just because, I don't know, maybe it's a surprising factor or whatever, but the first time we had Slow Season, that was awesome for me.
I was there that year. I felt there was something, you could feel it.
Yeah.
There was something awesome that
happened. I think that was the reverberation of the floor, probably.
Yeah.
That's what you felt, yeah.
Yeah, there is something.
Your inner is just exploding, yeah. Probably.
And then I know when we had Juan, DJ.
Jukebox.
Oh, right.
We really enjoyed that. Like, he came, he DJed, and I enjoyed it a lot. I thought like that was one of my favorites. That's probably two of my favorites, but we've had tons of really good performances, a lot of surprises. A lot of bands that we know where we're going to get, like, really good stuff, like Strange by Night. We're going to get, like, a good show.
No, yeah, those same ones, actually.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you, guys.
There it was.
My interview
out
with
Cristobal. Out of respect to them, to the what they've done. And they've been on the show before, so.
Yeah.
That's nice that we got that in there.
No, man, those guys, I mean, they really did a lot for that community. So I went this year, and this is probably my fourth or fifth year going. And every year I'm just reminded how really cool it is. And it made me want to, as a musician, like, oh, man, I wish I could get my crap together so that I could be doing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very inspiring. And seeing Seiji play, going back to Seiji, I was just the way that he was able to hype up the crowd, be interactive with the crowd, was just really cool. So, yeah, there it is, and it will never happen again. Span Spec Music and Arts Festival. If you didn't go, you're never gonna get to go again. So,
but everything ends. That's a tough thing to do. That's a long time.
Oh yeah,
to do
12 years.
Like that.
Right, and especially when, like they were saying, you both of them are in bands. You know, multiple in some case, you know, and both of them are married, both of them have kids. So there's a lot going on, you know, they have jobs. So it's like jobs, marriage, kids, bands. And you have this other thing that takes, you know, 5 months, 6 months out of the year to put together. It just becomes a little too much.
I think even though it's out in Arosi, but it's local still. And I think what they did with Spanspecker, it sort of speaks to what you can do in Fresno.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, if you see a creative hole in Fresno, like, Fresno's not doing enough of this or something, Fresno has this great environment where you can just make it happen.
Yeah, no, that's 100%.
If you work hard enough, you can feel, if there's a gap that Fresno has,
and I'm sure,
creatively, you can feel it.
We've talked about it before, but,
in a big city, you might, nobody's going to pay attention to
you. Yeah, no
maybe.
One cares about
but
you.
But you can, in Fresno, you can.
Real Pride happened that way. Rogue Festival happened that way. You know, so many things just kind of popped up that way. So, cool. What else?
What else, Josh?
Because I don't know. I'm sure there's other stuff I'm missing.
Well, we like to talk about retail and restaurant, restaurant and retail.
Restaurant
and
retail.
Daily Grill is closing because the landlord wants too much money.
Yeah. That's one of those weird ones where, so most of the time when restaurants close, most people assume it's just like, oh, they're closing because they suck or whatever. Yeah. And this is a case where, you know, they just couldn't come to an agreement.
The lease was up and the owner wanted way too much.
Similar to Boomers. yeah. which actually closed. It's actually
gone.
Yeah,
they tore it down
completely.
Already.
Yeah, they raised the whole thing.
I wonder what they're going to do then, I don't know. If anything.
Empty lot. Who knows?
It's what sucks about that spot is it's terrible getting in and out of there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's terrible. That cost, I hate going to that. I mean, I hate going to Costco in general, but that
in particular.
That lot is just so terrible. Yeah. That little section, it's so weird. And that should be Grand Prix.
Yeah.
That's the old Grand Prix spot. And the drive-in.
Did you ever go to the Daily Grill?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever.
Once in a while.
I mean, I've been maybe one. I think I went once for some sort of creative Fresno.
It wasn't a regular place because it's a little bit pricey, but uh-huh. I heard they
had great happy hour.
I never went for happy hour.
I heard they had ridiculously good.
I'm always like
good,
still getting off work during happy hour. Good happy I never hour, get to go. So. But we go there every once in a while, okay. And it was always good. I liked it. Yeah. It's a good atmosphere, a nice building. And they built that building was built for them.
Oh yeah, right.
It was like styled for a Daily Grill.
Right, right.
Like, we've seen this so many times in Fresno where you have a major spot that's been there for a while. Somebody's just sort of owned that spot, and then they leave for whatever reason, and then people keep trying to cycle in, trying to make something happen again.
Right.
And it never works. You see like three different restaurants cycle through, and I just feel like that's what's going
to happen
there.
To this place. Yeah,
it's just going to cycle through different restaurants.
It's
now.
It's never going to be anything. It's awesome.
And why do you have to be so free? I mean. I'm sure there's two sides, but the side that's known now is like the whoever the property manager owner is was asking like an egregious amount for rent.
Enough to make someone because.
And Daily Grill's not some little local thing. I mean, it's not a huge chain. It's like a sort of a California chain. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
And so they have some money. It's not like they're a family. Own business that can't afford even one more employee or something. They can afford stuff, and they thought it's too crazy. Right. So
that's the thing.
Like, who's he going to get in there?
Right, because no one wants to close a place if you could not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like the fact that they think the rent is worth all that much.
If somebody like he would have to. The owner of that building has to get in a major chain that has a lot of cash. That's the only way he's going to
get that kind of money.
So, like, unless he already has somebody in the back burner that,
and maybe
he's
that's
waiting.
What it is. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it was like, hey, let's get these guys out of here so we can get.
Otherwise, he's just going to be losing money.
Right.
I don't understand.
It's crazy.
Greed, man.
Real estate,
bro.
I don't understand real estate.
I can't figure it out.
There was something else. What was I? Oh, and I'll just mention this. We don't have to talk about it, but the Hustler Superstore opened. And Larry Flint did not come.
Oh, yeah, he was supposed to come.
Mwah, mwah,
but is he able to even travel?
I don't know.
I would be surprised if he can even travel.
I'm sure he can.
I don't know. I'm not up on my Larry Flint.
he could die tomorrow, and then I would.
It was cool, but I was sort of like, oh, this is cool. Fresno has a Hustler Store kind of like. You know, it's sort of something fun
like
and unique.
Bakersfield.
We went to Disneyland a few weeks ago, and going through Bakersfield, I was like, there's Hustler Bakersfield. Yeah. I was like, wait, Bakersfield has one?
Oh, yeah.
Is that so special now?
Yeah, Bakersfield had one way before.
Oh,
they were like the first. I don't know if they were the first, but yeah.
If Bakersfield has one, then big deal.
Then, you know, we don't want you. We should have said, hey, close your Bakersfield store. Talk.
Yeah, make us the exclusive Valley retailer for Hustler.
For Hustler products. Is there anything else?
I hope there's
one
President
more thing
Unified
I want to talk about.
Gets, hopefully the teachers, as we're speaking now, they might be striking, so I hope that doesn't happen. I hope President Unified can give the
you're
teachers
a union
what
guy.
They want. I'm a pro-union guy. I'm a pro-teacher guy. How can you not be pro-teacher? Like,
those teachers,
like,
they want
those
too much.
Teachers
so
making
greedy.
60, 75
so
grand a year. They're so greedy.
They only work 4 months, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Whatever it is. 6 months. Dude, three. How long? I don't even know how long they work.
We have a shortage of teachers here. And
also,
the reason
they work harder.
We underpay teachers.
Yeah.
And like, why? If I'm somebody from out of town, why do I want to come to Fresno and get underpaid?
Right.
So that's why we have a shortage here. So like,
and also,
pay them equal.
It's not an easy job.
No.
You know, like people, I think kind of have this weird whatever, because They
do
remember
get a lot of time off, but whatever. Like the time that they're working is right. like hardcore.
Hardcore.
So, and they, this is something.
Parents should know that because they deal with their kids all the time.
Yes.
They should realize.
Like, I have a,
how can parents,
I have a
like,
child in the right. Fresno Unified right now. I'm very aware of like what,
right.
what's going on. And like,
parents,
there was a thing going on Facebook. You probably, it sounds like you've seen it. There was like this, there was this mom, like, I don't know if she's a YouTuber or what, or a vlogger or something, but she just put this video together where she's going around Target. And like at the beginning of the year, like they'll give you the teacher will give you a sheet.
Yeah,
like, this is the kind of supplies we need.
Yeah, yeah. Your
and
child
like
is
some people be like, "Well, I already pay my taxes. Why should I pay that?" And she's like, "Dude, this teacher is gonna watch your kid for free all day.
Right, right, right.
If you want
and
notebooks,
them stuff.
If you want notebooks, you're getting notebooks. If you want a laptop, we're getting you a laptop. Like they're." Like, give them everything they want. They're watching our kids. They're
right.
educating our kids.
Right. They're
it's
not
like
right.
the most important.
Not
job
only
ever.
Are they keeping like they want like there is a significant part of the day where you are able to go and do the things you
yes.
need to do. Work,
and I don't
blah, blah, blah.
Pay anything.
Right.
I don't pay them anything.
They're also educating your kids.
Right.
So they're not idiots. And I guess some people would argue that they're not educating them well. I don't know. Whatever.
That's a whole different argument. But I think they're doing fine. Teachers are doing a fine job. I'm witnessing it from the inside.
There you go.
And there's everything in life. There's somebody that's not that great. And
right.
there's somebody that's really good. For the most part, great teachers, they're being reasonable. Just give them what they want and let's move on. And let's Fresno Unified, fourth largest school district in the state. They should be paying the teachers properly. They should be giving the teachers what they want.
There you go.
Bam. That's my statement.
Let's share that out with them and so we can get Brooke Ashton to
no,
talk about it.
I don't wanna get into that.
All right, so the last thing I want to talk about and then we can be done, unless you have other stuff, is Sheriff Joe came to town.
No.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
No.
From Arizona, he
yes.
came. This is, you know how people are always talking about like how Fresno likes to embarrass itself?
Yeah.
I feel like this is that. I feel like this is one of those situations where people in Fresno, whoa, the dog scared
Sorry, Louis.
Me. Woo!
Louis the lab just scared
Suddenly
Josh.
Someone was licking me and I was like, whoa, what's happening? So mostly I was just so caught up in this Joe Arpaio rant that I wasn't paying attention to the
Louis trying to sell you down.
There was a dog. This Republican group in the Valley, they have every year this Second Amendment. I think this year it was the first and Second Amendment celebration.
Yeah.
So they have this big fundraiser in celebration of the First and or Second Amendment. And they bring in, you know, speakers all, and it's a major Republican thing, and all the mm-hmm. Republicans show up, and they, you know, you pay money and you get to be seen with all the cool kids or whatever,
right.
and it's this big thing. So this year they decide to have Sheriff Joe Arpaio,
just freshly pardoned
by Donald Trump.
So should have been in prison still, but
so a guy that like. Is maybe
like his first event out of
maybe,
getting
right is maybe the most polarizing figure, especially on the West Coast, a place where like so he was convicted of essentially the government said, hey man, you're the sheriff, quit harassing illegal immigrants, and he
yeah.
said, fuck that,
yeah, he's like. Still keep doing it.
So he kept doing it. So he got convicted for contempt.
Like,
of
actually,
whatever.
Actually, bro, it's kind of the law. You know, since you're a sheriff,
right.
you know what you know.
That
what,
thing that
there
you're
are
supposed
laws,
to
and then you're
right.
supposed to not go against them. And when you go against them, you get arrested, bro. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and do that.
So anyway, so this is the guy that they decided to bring in to be the keynote speaker for this event, and it was just this huge thing. What was awesome about it is, for the most part, all of the like important Republican people, like actual elected officials mm-hmm. and whatnot, were somehow absent.
Very wisely,
except for I think maybe Gary Bredefeld was there.
and maybe of course he was. I don't think Brandow was there, but maybe I don't know. But so
I think he was trying to back out. I don't know.
I can't remember. So if Brandow was not there,
We're neutral on Brandow. Right. We're not calling out Brandow. We don't know.
And maybe better. I can't remember. I should look.
I get Chief Dyer and Brandow confused because they both got the same haircut.
So Chief Dyer was actually there.
He was.
But he was there like in a professional manner because they had to bring out tons of
police
because they thought, and rightfully so, that there were going to be a ton of protesters out there to, you know, protest this guy. And rightfully so, there were a bunch of protesters, which brings up a different point that we'll get to later. But so there's a lot that came out of this whole thing that I thought was really funny. One is that, like, this dude, Barack Obama is no longer the president.
What?
Yeah, he's no longer
president. No!
Yet some people, such as Joe Arpaio,
can't get over it.
Can't
get over the past 8 years, previous 8 years.
They, like, still, for some reason, thinks that he wasn't born here and that we need to talk about it ever again. Like, and people, like, are there. I don't know if it really got applause. I assume it got applause.
Somebody had
from
to.
People.
Oh, damn straight, he wasn't born here.
But everyone should, when that happens, the
Hawaii
room,
ain't a state.
The room should just go quiet when that happens. Yeah. And everyone should just, there should be crickets.
Uncomfortable.
Right, like, and people just looking at him
a lot
like,
of collars like, being adjusted.
What are you doing? That's the appropriate response. Yeah. When someone like starts doing this, but anyway, so Fresno like does
one,
this.
One of the local reporters challenged him, and he just would not back down. And he's just like,
right, because
they haven't investigated enough.
Because he's a crazy old man.
Yeah,
he's like 85 years old or whatever. Yeah. He's definitely like when people talk about like get up, like old crazy old. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah,
and somehow that is the person that we need to bring to Fresno to be
that's what's embarrassing because it was national, it became some national news to a certain extent, and where basically his first event out of prison is in Fresno, and that's
was
what
he in
was
prison? Did he go to prison?
I don't know, whatever wherever he
after
was
after his conviction
jail,
I suppose.
I don't know, house arrest, did he have an ankle bracelet
I don't
or
know,
something
probably
I
something
don't.
Happened anyway
his
after
first
being
event
pardoned
is
by
in Fresno and that's what's embarrassing, like and the Republic, the whoever's the leader of the Republicans in Fresno, that thing was just like he doubled the Trump style of doubling down on your mistakes.
He
was just like,
this is the greatest part.
He's like, basically saying like, this is a racist thing you guys are doing. He's like, I consider that a badge of honor.
Badge of honor.
Like,
yeah,
the
right,
fuck
right.
What are you talking about, dude? Oh my God.
So,
what planet are you on?
Fresno Bee reporter Rory Appleton was there inside, you know. So
how did they let him in there? Because of his Appleton name.
Yeah, no. So he actually went as like a. He was actually invited. Like he didn't get into the press pool.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually going as a guest. But so they have this event, it's a fundraiser, there's a dinner. What do they serve?
Mexican food.
Yes. Enchiladas.
Now, was somebody like,
like, is that
somebody
winking, trolling?
Or is that somebody in the kitchen like, you know what, fuckers, I'm gonna serve Mexican food. Like, what's happening? Like, or is that just like
I don't know? It's ridiculous. The whole thing is just insane.
Oh, gosh.
Mostly, I think it's crazy that this is something, you know. I don't want to say any place else, but a lot of other places this would not have happened. But in Fresno, it's like
in the Valley. Yeah. Only places in California is happening. Maybe in San Diego would.
You think San Diego's
sneaky conservative.
That's crazy. Anyway, so yeah, we totally were all about this dude coming in and being, you know, talking his craziness. And there were some protests. There were Antifa came in, I heard, from Berkeley. They came in and
I didn't hear anything happen.
Yeah, I think it was just all fun.
Well, I like, I mean, I didn't see a whole lot, but I did see, I'll have to give Chief Dagger credit. It seemed like he was, but actually it was the, so we had two protesting events happening.
Yeah. Back to, yeah.
To downtown yeah. at, City Hall.
City Hall.
Was the camping ban was about to happen at midnight.
And it was great because they
decided. Is that where I saw Chief Dyer de-escalating, was like talking to people?
Maybe.
Because it was like, this is what I really liked. And I have to give credit to, you know, Dyer or whoever else.
Yeah.
When you're using de-escalating methods and you're out there,
he's
just like
good at that,
just
though.
Getting
he's
talking done, and just like,
right.
hey,
he's
man,
done
like,
that
what's
before.
The issue?
Right,
let's
right,
talk
right,
about
right.
it.
He's done
That's
that.
What we need to be doing.
He's done that before. But no, it was great because so they have this camping ban. And the first time that they actually get to test the camping ban is on a protest for the camping ban. So all the protesters, yeah. were like, "We're gonna camp out. Like that's how we're gonna camp out and see what happens." And so then, you know, they were sent on their way. I didn't get a chance to check in to see if anyone actually got arrested. I assume there were probably some people that were arrested for it. For trying to camp out there, but they brought tents and the whole deal. It was like a big thing. So, yeah. That's all I got.
That's all we got.
That's all we got for today. All
right.
That's enough.
Yeah, that is enough. Oh, look, KKDJ's back. You see that? I tried to tune it in the other day. I couldn't find it.
So, depending on who you ask, that may or may not be fake news.
What?
Well,
I tuned in both channels. Okay. Was it like 99.7?
Yeah, yeah. So KKDJ is back. Call letters are back. The guy, I can't remember. I think it's the Coca-Cola guy, you know, that guy.
Okay.
He owned the call letters. And he was using them for some TV station, like wherever he was trying to bring it back. Mm-hmm. So it is KKDJ. It is none of the original people that had anything to do with KKDJ are, part of it.
Okay.
So it's like some people who maybe were fans or something of KKGG back in the day are bringing it back. And they have some local content or whatever. And they're really, I think, they're going to be working to bring in some of that local content and kind of bring back the flavor and style of what KKGG was.
Yeah.
But a lot of the purists who are seeing this are like, this is in no way actually KKGJ being back on the air. And it's not an actual, it's like a low powered FM station.
That's why I was having problems.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
getting it in.
Right. And I guess there's a station in LA, in Visalia that has the same call signal. Mm-hmm. So they kind of cross depending on where you're at. So,
yeah.
But they do have an app that you can get, and listen to online. Right now, I mean, they have some cool shows. They have the Alice Cooper show. They have some other like pretty cool, like classic rock kind of stuff. Okay. They're going to be working toward like that kind of, you know, whatever KKDJ was known for, the deep cuts.
Yeah.
So they're going to be doing that kind of stuff. So it is back or it's not back depending on who you ask. I mean, you know, there's some
it's
people
sort
who are
of
like,
back-ish.
No, I mean, there are some people who are very, like into KKDJ, and there was a couple of like, people that were instrumental in KKDJ at the time, and they're like, if those people aren't involved, to them it's like, who cares, they're just, you know. So a lot of people are, from what I see, a lot of people are going like, this isn't really KKDJ, it's just someone trying to play, like trying to, you know, use the KKDJ like whatever. But they're using the same old logo, they're using a lot of the same like
music and stuff.
So I don't know. We'll see.
We're going to keep an eye on it. We like to watch local radio.
Bobby Valaire.
Being a podcast, we like to watch radio.
Will not be featured on the show,
from what
I can tell. So, anyway. All right, anything else?
I think it's time to
Plug it up. Go ahead, and then I'll jump in.
Okay.
Yeah. You got some cool stuff.
Dorktown Network of Podcasts, always.
Featuring
Flowing with Famous, the
Beautiful
Fresno Podcast, and Get Off My Podcast. Here's the four podcasts.
Blade Runner.
All the reviews are like, it's like the best sci-fi film in all time.
I just read the Philip K. Dick novel on which, or a short story, on which the original Blade Runner is based. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
Really good. So I'm very excited, yeah. So.
I'm super excited. Yeah. I'm going to actually be in Tempe, Arizona watching it.
Okay.
With but, Trent.
Oh, no. Are you going to podcast from while you're... Podcast. You can't do it with...
No,
illegal,
but we'll do a show right after.
Nice, nice.
No doubt.
Sounds great.
And then also Dorktown, which we've been on a hiatus for a while. If you're a Dorktown listener, you're like, I haven't seen any Dorktowns. We're just sort of on a having problems scheduling hiatus.
And then also, like, we'll sometimes then, like, you record and the audio is real crappy.
Yes, that happens too. I had to pull the last show. I had to take it off the air, basically. But we'll be back. We're still there. We're not going away. We're just having problems. And then the Perfect Pour.
Craft beer
show.
Great show.
If you like beer, listen to the Perfect Pour.
All right.
And thefresden.com. I'm just talking about stuff we missed here. I missed the first time I missed a week
of
posting.
I did see that.
I had a rough week and creatively and and real life and I did not get it. I missed a week of posts.
Well,
but
so
I got back. I'm back on the horse.
I saw that and I had to comment because I have been I have a new sort of job right now that I'm sort of working around for a little bit, and I'm doing a similar kind of stuff, just blogging, essentially blogging stuff. And man, it is hard. It is hard to find stuff to write about in a good, creative, fun way.
I mean, I can think of things to talk about, but like I'll be like, this is boring. Like I don't like this.
Is anyone gonna want to read it? And blah, blah, blah.
I'm like trying to find stuff that I think is fun.
That's why I commented and said like, this is everything, because it's like I know that feeling, and I think anyone who does bloggy type stuff totally knows that feeling of like, nothing is good.
And I usually use my Twitter account as like a frustration thing. And like sometimes people will be like, you know, just trying to help. Like, what about blah, blah, blah? And it's like, I'm not really looking for ideas. I'm just like lamenting. Like, I just can't. And like, I can't think of like stuff that's fun. That's good. That, like, after I hit submit, I'm just like, oh, yeah, that was cool. And that's sort of what I'm always looking for. And I missed a week, but I'm back. It's all cool.
Right. Okay.
Josh, what are you doing, man? What the hell's going on?
So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com, where we have a podcast of our own where we talk about pop culture. So you can find that at Fresno Bee at Fresno Beehive if you follow us
still
on Twitter.
Still a website.
You can go to Fresno Beehive, at Fresno Beehive on Twitter. If you go to, you know, Spotify, no, maybe not Spotify. Google Play.
I was gonna say it's not on Spotify.
Yeah, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah.
You could search for Fresno Beehive and hear that. And we talk about pop culture stuff. And then I will, there's a couple other things happening at the beginning of November. I think it's going to be November 2nd. I am part of a special Dios de los Muertos show. I don't know if I even said that right. But Day of the Dead show, we're going to be doing some, it's going to be the day the music died. So Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, Big Bopper.
Nice.
So you can kind of probably guess, if you know me and have seen me, which part of that I'm going to be. But so that's going to be really fun. There's probably some other stuff coming up too that I'm not really thinking about, but for now we can kind of leave it there. You can follow me personally on Instagram or Twitter at Joshua Teehee. If you're interested in the things that we talk about here, I talk about and post about that kind of stuff on my Twitter as well. And Instagram.
Yeah. So. Check the Fresnan.
Yeah. That's and
And Flowing with
Pod. Flowing with Pod on Twitter. Yeah.
And then on CMAC.
Oh,
on Thursday nights at 10. They replay this show. They're very gracious and nice enough to replay this show. So.
Although this
Hello,
one.
Hello, CMAC.
Are they cool with cursing?
Yeah.
I forget. I mean, because it's in the evening, right?
Yeah, it's in the evening, so it works. They're like, you know. It's probably easier if we didn't, but well, they're fine with it.
This episode was very curse heavy.
Yeah,
I feel
sorry.
Like.
I'm sorry.
No, no, it's not. I had a local Tioga Sequoia beer. I was cursing more than you.
Once I have a beer, then the cursing begins.
It happens.
I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone on CMAC.
We're filthy mouthed over here.
Thank you to CMAC for broadcasting us, and the hello person looking at their TV screen.
Right, right. Well, okay. Anything?
Oh man, let's have a fun October.
Let's do it.
And November's coming.
Get out to those pumpkin patches, man.
Get some pumpkins.
Go to Hobbs Grove. Get the pee scared out of you.
It's been a while for me. I should go.
I have, but it's been a long time. It's been a while for me too. But it's pretty scary.
And I usually go to that pumpkin patch in Shaw and Blackstone.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. We'll leave it there. I'm going to count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.